This is a fantastic Monday morning, beloved. It is good to share this time together with you today. We are in Matthew chapter 5. This time we'll be looking at verses 21 through 48. In today's reading, Jesus continues to interpret Scripture, and he offers six examples of life in community that portray God's realm. He teaches about anger, adultery, divorce, vows, revenge, and love for enemies. You see, God's saving word for us this week is wisdom. And so let's begin reading in Matthew chapter 5, verse 21. You have heard that people were told in the past, do not commit murder. Anyone who does will be brought to trial. But now I tell you, if you are angry with your brother, you will be brought to trial. If you call your brother you good for nothing, you will be brought before the council. And if you call your brother a worthless fool, you will be in danger of going to the fire of hell. So, if you are about to offer your gift to God at the altar, and there you remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar, go at once and make peace with your brother, then come back and offer your gift to God. If someone brings a lawsuit against you and takes you to court, settle the dispute while there is time, before you get to court. Once you are there, you will be turned over to the judge, who will hand you over to the police and will put you in jail. There you will stay, and I tell you, until you pay the last penny of your fine. You have heard that it was said, do not commit adultery. But now I tell you, anyone who looks at a woman and wants to possess her is guilty of committing adultery with her in his heart. So if your right eye causes you to sin, take it out and throw it away. It is much better for you to lose a part of your body than to have your whole body thrown into hell. If your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is much better for you to lose one of your limbs than to have your whole body go off to hell. It was also said, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a written notice of divorce. But now I tell you, if a man divorces his wife for any cause other than her unfaithfulness, then he is guilty of making her commit adultery if she marries again. And the man who marries her commits adultery also. You have heard that people were told in the past, do not break your promise, but do what you have vowed to do to the Lord to do. But now I tell you, do not use any vow when you make a promise. Do not swear by heaven, for that is God's throne, nor by earth, for it is the resting place for his feet, nor by Jerusalem, for that is the city of the great king. Do not even swear by your head, because you cannot make a single hair white or black. Just say yes or no. Anything else you say comes out from the evil one. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But now I tell you, do not take revenge on someone who wrongs you. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, let him slap you your left cheek also. And if someone takes you to court to sue you for your shirt, let him have your coat as well. And if one of the occupation troops forces you to carry his pack 1 mile, carry it 2 miles. When someone asks you for something, give it to him. When someone wants to borrow something, lend it to him. You have heard that it was said, love your friends, hate your enemies. But now I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may become the children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun to shine on bad and good people alike, and gives rain to those who do good and to those who do evil. Why should God reward you if you love only the people who love you? Even the tax collectors do that. And if you speak only to your friends, have you done nothing out of the ordinary? Even pagans do that. You must be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Today's key verse is Matthew chapter 5, verse 44 and 45, where Jesus said, "But now I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may become the children of your Father in heaven." You know, we have these six instances where Jesus says, "But now I tell you." And so we see that Jesus is taking the instructions that were given under the old covenant. And my goodness, it looks like he's making them even more difficult to fulfill, doesn't he? And we can, I mean, every one of these things is almost impossible for us to do. But in so doing, we show who our Father is, that our Father is the God of heaven. For these are things that only our Heavenly Father would do. Let us pray. Lord God, you know that at times it is hard for me to put aside anger and how easy it is to seek revenge. Teach me to strive for peace and reconciliation, to live to your will and pray for those with whom I may be at odds. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, well, our Tuesday morning together has come to an end. Join us tomorrow when we will be in Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 15, where Jesus teaches about charity and prayer. Until then, God bless.